Diplo, to all of them. Hey, good afternoon. This is Desiree Sims. I'm the CEO for Rich and Rich Home Opportunities, accredited by the Better Business Bureau in Wisconsin. I just kind of wanted to go ahead and give all of you just a little bit of updates of things that I have been doing. I've been working very closely with Alive Shoes, which is a shoe brand that allows you to create your own shoes. It's an application process that you have to go through. You have to be approved. Basically, it's kind of how your creative vision can actually vibe along with Alive Shoes creative vision. So I was accepted. I'm really happy about that. My daughter has her line also because we like to try to keep some of the stuff with family. So she has her perspective on shoes, and I have my perspective on shoes. So I'm very grateful for that and very blessed. And so we have an eBay store, an Etsy store, and Rich and Rich International Multi will have all of our brands that we actually are creating. I may add other brands as well, but right now for eBay, Etsy, and Amazon, I really want to kind of stick to just what we are creating. So we have done the shoes. You guys know that we love hats, and so we are doing hats. We have some that we've already created. For those of you who follow me on YouTube, you know that I did the story on hats from my boyfriend's hat and how he has them kind of lined up or whatever. My ex-husband, he would do the same thing with his hat. So, you know, you can really tell people that really care about certain things because the way they protect those items and the way they display those items is much different from someone that doesn't care. And so I'm a hat person also. So what I did is I said, well, you know, we like hats, so let's create some. And so that's what we've done. So we will be posting that very soon. We are going to use our store, Rich and Rich International Multi.com, for Amazon, but it's also, you know, on Shopify as well. So we will have that on there. And for those of you who know me, a lot of my patients, they will sometimes call me the jury lady because I do like my jury. It's a statement for me. It's a statement about freedom. It's a statement about choice. And just it looks just really good depending on what you put with what. So it's like those accessories that, you know, can really bring out your personality. And so with that, of course, so if I like jewelry, what do I have to do next? I have to get a way to create it. And so I did it. And I do have some pieces. No, I didn't send it off for anyone to do it for me. I actually have been studying jewelry making. I've been doing it for a while. It's like one of those things you kind of say, maybe just a little hobby right now, see how it goes. Can it really fit into my business? Can it not? Can it fit into my other schedule? Because I still actively am a nurse and psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner. So I still work. And so how much time can I devote to it to make it really great? Well, when I started doing it, it was really, really, really a little bit chaotic because you're kind of in the store and you're thinking about all the things that you've learned about it, your project so far. And so you're trying to pinpoint, like, where you think your creativity is going to come from, what's going to look best for you, how are you going to do things. So I spent a lot of money and I bought a lot of stuff. And it was really fun, I have to say, because it's one thing to spend your money and you have nothing to show, but it is a much better thing when you spend your money and you have something to show and you're able to actually post it for sale. So I have my Safari line that is on that I will be putting out. I'll try to add some pictures as soon as I can. So that one is coming out, purses. I love my purses. And so I have my own purse line, Rich and Rich Home Opportunities. It's our purse line. It's trademarked right on our bags and everything. So needless to say, we are excited. So that is why we are going to really focus on building our brand more. Yes, I love other brands. I love affiliate marketing. My favorites, I'm going to continue to do those. Avon, you guys know that that is one of my cornerstone ones because that was, you know, that was me and my grandmother's thing. And so I remember her by looking at my site, still doing my Avon decades later. So that says a whole lot. And I wanted to let you guys know what is going on. So I will be posting the link to the Amazon store. I'm still working on it, guys, so give me a little bit of time because first you create, then you kind of sit back and evaluate what you've created, then you put it out. I'm very particular about how my stuff comes out. I don't want a bunch of junk out there. I want something that actually looks like, you know, something that someone spent some time and some thought process into before presenting it to the world. So with that said, that is what I'm going to be doing. And the other thing that I do have to do, I did a little bit of this when we did our Mayfair pop-up cart show back in December. And so I'd really like to do something like that again with Mayfair Mall or some other place. So I'm really looking into that. But, you know, social media is a beast. There is so much social media out there and postings, and, you know, you want to stay up on your audience. You don't want to, you know, if there are comments, you want to try to see if you can comment back. And it's the same thing in your store. You know, our store, we get messages, we get a lot of different things. And so one of the things that I am going to do, these are going to be contract positions to start off with, because I just need someone for social media. That's going to be like my immediate focus first, is on the social media. So we get everything, we want everything to align with what we're doing. We don't want, it's not supposed to be torture trying to, you know, get all of the information out to your social media sites. It should be actually rewarding, because that's when you get the feedback. Hey, did I do okay? Did I not? I can usually tell when my sales are picking up, or, you know, when I'm getting more traffic, that, you know, for whatever reason, something in particular was liked. And so I get that. And so it will be social media. So these will be contract positions. And then for our shoes, we have some more that we are doing. But the current ones that we have, I need to actually, I've got to find a, I already have one model for the guy shoe that I like. But I need some models for females and for the shoes that I have. And when I say females, if you consider yourself female, I don't care, transgender or whatever, if that's what you want to be, that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for someone that will be able to actually model these shoes for an actual photo shoot. That'll be contract. As soon as I find a photographer, I thought I had one, but I'm not really sure that I want to go that route. So it's going to be another thing that I have to look up. So these are going to be things that I'm just letting you know that I have going on in the pipeline. My biggest thing was, though, is to get the purses created. I am so grateful for For You Bag, and so that is who our manufacturer is. The shoes are made in Italy. For the jewelry, there's all types of, you got to be metal compliant and all of that, so we have to meet those regulations. And for the purses, we, you know, of course, have our name brands and everything on that. So I wanted to give you guys that update. I appreciate you guys through the years. I've been doing this. I just looked at this Blog Talk Radio date on it when I actually started doing it in 2008. And I'm like, my God, that seems like forever ago. And it really is kind of forever ago. And I remember and you guys can go back through some of my blog. It's wonderful you leave your footprint across the, you know, online, across, you know, the things that you've gone through and the things that you've done throughout the years. And I loved when I had authors that would come on and, you know, and we would, you know, discuss their book and what they were kind of doing and what they were looking at. And we had some wonderful people that were doing that. And you guys know I always talk about it. I try to put it out there for everyone that if you want to, you know, showcase what you're doing, if you want to talk about it or whatever, I don't have a million followers or anything like that, but I've got some people that have been with me for quite a while, because you're talking 2008. So I'm grateful for you guys. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and end the show and get ready to go ahead and put these links up so you guys can give a look. Remember the Amazon link. Give me some time, because we're still putting everything on there, because Amazon is very, you know, it's very, it's a certain way you need to put everything on there for it to be accepted. And so that's what I'm working through right now. But I will give you guys a tease of the other things with the other links. All right, guys, thank you so much for the support. Hey, reach out. You know, I'm on Rich and Rich Biz. I'm on all of those social medias pretty much. So Rich and Rich Biz, you can reach out to me there, Desiree, D-E-S-I-R-E-E, if you would like to. And, of course, always and forever, Rich and Rich Home Opportunities. Talk to you guys soon.